Thanks for joining us on Sheridan County Ag Update. Today, we have with us the ladies from the open class at the Sheridan County Fair, George Ann Lee and Robin Wacker. Ladies, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
You bet. So let's talk about the open class. I think that there's probably people who don't even realize that there is an open class.
We come across that every year. We hand out books at the fair for next year's fair. But yes, we try hard to get the word out. But
so we're here this year.
Yes.
Trying to, we have some positions that we would like to fill. And we want to maybe let everybody know what kind of items that are in the open class. Because people don't realize they can come up and enter.
Mm-hmm. Be a part of it.
Yes.
I think when people think of fair, you know, Sheridan is unique because we don't really have the traditional fair. We don't have the midway. We don't have the food vendors. We don't have the carnival. And unfortunately, from where, just due to where our fairgrounds is how it's set up, the static and open class exhibits are quite a ways away from where the animal exhibits are. So it's not all together.
Right.
Yes. So you have the 4-H is always in the front part of the building. Open mm-hmm. class is a little bit towards the back of the building. And so we would like to have everybody come through the whole building and check it all out.
There are some beautiful quilts every year. I know every time we've gone up there, I'm just amazed at. And State Fair has a lot of them as well, but I'm just always amazed at the talent and how beautiful they are.
There is a lot of talent in this town for mm-hmm. quilting, for sure.
Mm-hmm. So, well, let's talk, I guess, first of all, let's kind of talk about some of the areas that you have, not just the quilting, but some of the other things that you have that people can enter.
We have arts and photography, mm-hmm. crafts, any kind of woodworking, metalworking, pottery, anything like that,
and jewelry making,
mm-hmm. and then we have, of course, the needleworks, which includes the quilts.
Mm-hmm.
We have the culinary, which is baking, canning, soap making, candle making,
beer and wine.
Oh wow!
And we even had cheese 1 year.
Yeah, honey.
And then we have the horticulture, which is all of your flowers, and then the
plants.
And plants, house plants, fairy gardens.
Yeah. Herbs.
And and the garden vegetables. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we have basically soup to nuts. You know, anybody that does any kind of a craft, we encourage you to come up, and it's friendly competition.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think growing up, you always thought of fair with the pies and the canning and, you know, those sorts of things. And it was such a traditional type thing. And unfortunately, our society has gotten, well, it's easy to just run to the store and buy it, you know.
Well, we do have a pie contest, too.
And, yes. Oh, man.
Yes.
So I think I know some people who would want to be the judges of that.
Well,
they're next door.
Oh, if they really want to be a judge, then we would welcome that mm-hmm. because that is one that we could use. Mm-hmm. We're looking for a culinary judge.
Okay.
We're looking for a superintendent.
We're looking for 3 superintendents.
Yes.
Okay.
And, you know, you don't have to be an expertise to be a superintendent. It's just checking in the exhibits. And we all get together and help find judges for all of the divisions mm-hmm. and help set it up
and man it.
And man mm-hmm, it. For mm-hmm. And it's just basically just 1 day for
right.
a superintendent's job. So, of
just
course,
be organized and have that day off.
Yeah.
You got to keep track of how it goes in the book so that ribbons can be awarded.
Mm-hmm.
So ribbons are awarded by, if you're a professional, that would be a person who has made money. sold, let's just say, sold a sweater, sold a quilt, sold a pottery of some kind, mm-hmm. that would be a professional. Then the ribbons that they would get are just for bragging rights. Now, if you're under 18 and under, then there is money associated with the ribbons.
Okay.
Also the non-professionals.
Yes, non-professionals.
Quality Kubota machinery and customer care from the heart. Proudly serving Sheridan and the surrounding area since 1996. Go online to heartlandkubota.com or stop by Heartland Kubota, 2450 Heartland Drive.
So it's encouraged if there's some young people out there who maybe are not involved in the 4-H, they can still enter the fair in the open class.
We highly encourage youth to enter.
Yeah.
In fact, 4-H and FFA members can also enter.
Okay. Right?
So they can do their 4-H thing in the mm-hmm. front, you know, with their club, mm-hmm. and then plus they can enter into the open class too.
Okay. Well, it gives kids two opportunities.
It does.
That's awesome.
Yes.
And going back to the pie contest, there's nothing in the rules saying that you can't make a pie and freeze it and then bake it the day of, before the Sunday of mm-hmm. the fair and bring it up before 11:30.
Okay.
So that's open to anybody.
Right.
Okay.
We have, except for professionals. We don't allow professionals there. And so we have the adult section and the youth section. So, and then after the pie contest, that's where all the free judging comes in. We all sample all these pies.
Okay.
We have quite a few people.
And last year we had, that's growing more than the pie contest itself. Last year we had about 15 pies.
Yeah.
Wow.
We would like more.
Yeah, we'd like more.
Yep. So.
And I assume that you, you know, I assume in the pie contest, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but I assume you do like fruit pies has a category and then the cream.
No, they're all together.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay.
It used to be strictly fruit pies, but when the pie contest itself was getting down to only three or four pies, we opened it up to cream pies, any dessert pie. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, my dad would have been there for the coconut cream and the banana cream. That was his favorites.
We haven't had one of those in a long time.
Oh, man.
No. So bring on those pies.
Gosh, I remember making one from scratch one time. My aunt helped me make it. And thank God that she was a great cook, an old ranch cook, because I was just like, okay, this is a whole lot of work. No wonder grandma told me to just go buy it. But I think that, going back to that, I think that these were such traditional things. And you know, then... When COVID hit, people were really at home and they really started back into the baking and the canning, the growing the gardens. And I think it's been a trend that has continued now.
It showed up in culinary last year.
Yes.
The bread baking really, mm-hmm. I almost want to say there's almost 30 loaves of bread last year.
Yeah.
Wow.
There was a lot of bread, a lot of jam. Mm-hmm. Like to see some of the different other fruit categories, you know, peaches, pears, apricots, and then the meats. We don't see a lot of meat that is canned, but a lot mm-hmm. of people do can mm-hmm. meat. So I think all that got going, like you said, during COVID. Canning got to be pretty big, and it mm-hmm. was hard to even get canning supplies then.
Mm-hmm.
But now you can, and so hope you can bring all these cans, bring some up.
Well, on that note, too, we've also opened up two new categories, freeze-drying and dehydration.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people are getting into the freeze-dried.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's something that
we
opened up a category for that.
Yeah, freeze dryers have become affordable.
Okay.
So we started seeing that last year, freeze drying mm-hmm. and dehydrating.
So basically, if someone has a talent a crafting or very good at with cooking something, there's probably a category for it.
We will find
or you'll
one,
dismay.
Right.
We've
yep. been known to make one up on the spot just so everybody can bring something up, can be entered.
Making plans for building a new barn, shop, or commercial building? Don't do any planning without a call to Sheridan's premier post-frame building and homes builder, True Built Builders, online at truebuiltbuilders.com.
Okay, so let's talk about that entry process. Is it beforehand? Is it just the day of?
This year it is August 1st. Bring your items up between 8:30 and 5:30 on Thursday, August 1st.
Okay.
We'll get you entered. And then that night, everything is judged and displayed for the opening show on Friday.
Okay. And that's up at the fairgrounds at the exhibit hall.
Exhibit hall, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And so then you had kind of mentioned your superintendents. What are you looking for? What positions are you looking to fill?
One is in crafts. One is in culinary. And I would like to retire as a superintendent. Robin is my co-superintendent in the needlework. And so we would like to find somebody for that position.
Okay.
And like I say, you don't have to really know anything about what you're doing. You just enter, you know, help the exhibitor enter.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'll be glad to help.
Right.
Yeah. And
right.
Yeah.
So maybe there's some people out there who are looking for something to do. You don't have to have the experience. Just come and help.
Correct.
Yes. And our next meeting is April 19th, 9 a.m. or 8 a.m.
Yeah.
At the county or at the
fairgrounds.
Okay.
Fair office.
Okay. All right. And for those that don't know, that's the little, when you drive into the fairgrounds, it's over on the
Victoria Street side.
Yep. The southwest corner of the fairgrounds. And it's a trailer house and it's all been real done inside. It's really nice. So be sure and come up, be a part of that.
We'd welcome people.
Yes, we really would. Even if you don't want to take a superintendent position, we welcome all the help. Because there's people who will help man during the whole time they're to remind people not to touch the quilts or to do this or so there's people that come up and volunteer and sit and kind of watch over things.
Mm-hmm.
And we're always looking for help in that direction too.
Yeah, because there's a lot of people that come in and out of there to look at all the different exhibits that are in there as well. From not just open class, but the 4-H and vice versa.
Right.
I mean, as you're walking through it, you probably don't realize that the front is the 4-H and the back is the open. You really don't. You're just looking at exhibits.
You walk around the whole building.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, is there anything else you ladies would like to cover about the open class at fair and just come and be a part of it?
Just come and be a part of it. We encourage everybody to. Like I say, it's friendly competition. Get your friends and neighbors and relatives in on all involved.
Now, where can they find the Open Class Fair books at?
They will be out mid-May to the end of May, and you can find them in various businesses. You can definitely go to the fairgrounds office. They'll have them. If you know either one of us, I usually have a bag full with me. Okay. I carry
we
around.
There will be some in Dayton and Ranchester. They're delivered out
and
there.
And Story.
Yeah, and Story.
Okay.
There's some at the quilt store. There might be some at Ace.
We put them at Ben Franklin.
Yes, at Ben Franklin's. I'm not sure about the library. I think we had some at the library, too.
Okay.
So we try to hit a lot of places that anybody would be able to pick up.
Mm-hmm.
So, but one of the things we hadn't talked about was the bear contest.
Oh, yes, dress a bear.
Yes, dress a bear. So you could pick up a bear at the fair office, and then you would dress it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, they make such...
They have to make their own outfit for the bear. That's
one
criteria. And usually they get a box and decorate it with the whole theme, like a mermaid or wedding bear or, you know, some theme. And that's become quite popular with younger kids.
Okay. And it's open to anyone, any age.
Correct.
It is. Okay. It's usually the youth that are doing it. But yes, we have had older people.
Yeah.
Okay. Adults.
Okay. And does the does it cost anything?
No.
Okay.
No. The only thing it would cost, and you could use your own scraps of fabric at home. If you didn't, then I guess that would be your cost of going and buying a piece of fabric or something.
No, we have no entry fees for the fair.
Okay. For any of it, no entry fees. Just okay.
Just bring it. Bring whatever you have up. And we'll...
I do want to make one point quite clear too, is every item, every exhibit is judged on its own merit.
Yes.
And then if you do receive blue ribbons on that, all of the non-professionals would be judged together for the overall ribbon.
Okay.
Rosette.
Mm-hmm.
Same for the youth and same for the professional. We do not make professionals compete with the youth.
Right. Okay. So,
or the non-professionals.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we do give out rosettes for the three different divisions.
Okay.
Yes. So our judges would always take that in. They'll judge all of the blue ribbons and then take that overall for first, second, and third for rosettes.
Now, with your judges, do you guys get local folks to come in and judge, or do you bring people from out of town? Or
we've had people from out of town come in and judge.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not clear of the budget to bring somebody in from out of town, so we haven't. We do find local people that meet the criteria of a professional
qualified
job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, so if there's someone out there who maybe feels like they're qualified, get a hold of you ladies and visit with you about that, and hopefully they can help out in that capacity as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're always looking for judges too.
Yep.
Oh, I'm sure. I know that Emily Swinier has talked about that with the 4-H, with the static exhibits as well, trying to find judges for those categories. There's so many of them in there, but the same thing. Mm-hmm. They run into that as well.
Right. Yeah, just in the culinary, we have to have a couple of judges, one for, the beer and wine, and one for everything else that's in there, all the canning items and things. And so is going to be the for the horticulture. You know, you've got one for plants and you've got one for your vegetables.
And we in the needlework have two judges.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We have one for the quilting and one for everything else. And it's hard to find somebody for everything else because not everybody does everything anymore.
Right. Well, and I'm sure the arts and crafts and the jewelry making are the same way. You know, the photography is going to be different than your some of your crafting type projects and your jewelry making. And
yes,
that.
She has two judges for the arts and photography because one's for photographs and the other one is for the art.
Mm-hmm.
So,
we are always looking for judges.
Okay.
That would be very nice to have some more judges.
So if they somebody has questions, just call up at the fairgrounds office and Kimber or Moana can get them your information and get them pointed in the right direction, or come to the meeting at 8 a.m. on April 19th
at
the fairgrounds.
That's
our
next one.
Okay.
Yes.
Come up and join these ladies and help them out.
We'd love to have
you. Yeah, we would love to have you.
All right. Well, ladies, thanks so much for being here, and hopefully we'll get some people excited about being in the open class at fair and friendly competition amongst each other. And if I had some talent, I would enter, but I really don't. So
unfortunately, we don't have radio.
I'm not even sure I would qualify for that. There's people way better qualified than me. So, but thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having us.
Yes, thanks.
You bet. For more news, sports, and podcasts, check out SheridanMedia.com.